Silver Penny Stories. This audio has been published, recorded, and copyrighted by Two Ponds. All rights reserved. No part of this recording may be copied or re-recorded without prior permission from the publisher. Goldilocks and the Three Bears by Diane Nam. Illustrated by Stephanie Gragan. When you hear this sound, it's time to turn the page. Once upon a time, there were three bears. There was Papa Bear, a great big bear. There was Mama Bear, a medium-sized bear. And there was Baby Bear, a teeny tiny bear. Every morning, Papa Bear smoothed the sheets on his great big bed. Mama Bear tucked in the blanket on her medium-sized bed. Baby Bear fluffed the pillows on his teeny tiny bed. Then Papa Bear sat in his great big chair. Mama Bear sat in her medium-sized chair. Baby Bear wriggled into his teeny tiny chair. Mama Bear poured porridge into each of their bowls.
"This porridge is too hot,"
said Papa Bear in a great big voice. "Let's leave it to cool by the windowsill," said Mama Bear in a medium-sized voice.
"Can we go for a walk while we wait?"
asked Baby Bear in a teeny tiny voice. So the three bears went for a walk in the woods. No sooner had they gone into the forest than a little girl named Goldilocks walked into their yard.
"What a pretty cottage!" she exclaimed. "I wonder who lives here."
Goldilocks stepped inside.
"Is anyone home?"
she called. There was no reply. Then she saw the porridge bowls cooling by the window.
"I'm hungry,"
Goldilocks said.
"I'm sure no one will mind."
Goldilocks dipped a spoon into Papa Bear's great big bowl. She wrinkled her nose.
"This porridge is much too hot," she said.
Goldilocks tried Mama Bear's medium-sized bowl.
"This porridge is much too cold,"
she said. Goldilocks tasted the porridge in Baby Bear's teeny tiny bowl.
"Ah!"
she smiled, licking her lips.
"This one is just right."
Goldilocks gobbled up every single drop. Goldilocks sat in Papa Bear's great big chair. She wiggled and squiggled.
This chair is much too hard,
she said. Goldilocks sat in Mama Bear's medium-sized chair. She squiggled and wiggled.
This chair is much too soft, she said.
Goldilocks bounced onto Baby Bear's teeny tiny chair.
Ah, she said, this one is just right.
Just then, the chair broke into pieces.
Oh, where will I rest now?
Goldilocks cried. Goldilocks found the bedroom. She hopped into Papa Bear's great big bed. She tossed and turned.
This bed is much too hard, she said.
Goldilocks hopped into Mama Bear's medium-sized bed. She turned and tossed.
This bed is much too soft, she said.
Goldilocks fluffed the pillows on Baby Bear's teeny tiny bed and hopped in.
Ah!
She said with a big yawn.
This one is just right.
Goldilocks fell asleep right away. The three bears came back to the cottage hungry and tired. They picked up their bowls of porridge and were just about to eat when...
Someone's been eating my porridge!
Roared Papa Bear.
Someone's been eating my porridge!
Growled Mama Bear.
Someone's been eating my porridge and ate it all up! Ah!
Cried Baby Bear. The bears were so upset, they had to sit down.
Someone's been sitting in my chair!
Roared Papa Bear.
Someone's been sitting in my chair!
Growled Mama Bear.
Someone's been sitting in my chair and broke it all to pieces! Ah!
Cried Baby Bear. Now they were even more upset. They had to lie down.
Someone's been sleeping in my bed,
roared Papa Bear.
Someone's been sleeping in my bed, growled Mama Bear.
Someone's been sleeping in my bed, and there she is! Wah!
Cried Baby Bear. Goldilocks woke up and saw the three unhappy bears.
Humph!
In a flash, she hopped out of bed and ran out the door before the bears could stop her. From that day on, the bears always locked their cottage door, and Goldilocks was never seen in the forest again.